Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, you just heard Matt Quatrero and JJ Piccolo speak for about 40 minutes or so here on 96.5 The Fan. The most notable thing among multiple, I think, questions that were answered throughout the press conference is that Alex Zumwalt will return as Royals hitting coach in 2026. JJ Piccolo mentioning that there will be some tweaks perhaps, though, with the staff. We'll see what that looks like later in the offseason, but that was the most notable present change. There's other stuff in the offseason that'll be interesting, but like, that is something that people are wondering, and that is something that the organization is already getting out there, that Alex Zumwalt will return as a hitting coach.
Just like he told us, obviously, the other day, they plan on bringing Salvador Perez back, maybe a pitcher trade in the works. Also said they have interest in bringing Mike Yastrzemski, Yaz, back. As start today,
right now,
actually in 5 minutes, we'll get first pitch of Tigers and Guardians. They'll take on each other first. The most funny part of that one is do all this work, beat them in there, and then the Tigers go on to win the series anyway. It'll be Scooble on the mound today for the Tigers. Padres and Cubs will be the second game. Yankees and Red Sox tonight at 5. And then Dodgers and Reds will be tonight at 8 o'clock. You mentioned the Reds, obviously, because Brady Singer was a part of that Jonathan India trade. You heard J.J. Piccolo mention that in the presser as well.
I don't know how you feel about the Tigers-Guardians series. For me, we all know the comeback from the Guardians, 15.5 games in the division and all that. Now they get to host the game instead of the Tigers. Do you think there's any bit of... Okay, so the Tigers, everything was slipping away from you. It's all slipping away. The Guardians are catching you. Everybody's saying you're choking. Anyway. Now you're in the playoffs. And now, like, yes, you lost the home field advantage in the series buzz. So now do you think there's a little bit of a, all right, well, we didn't screw it. Doesn't matter now. Now we just go win. Yeah. Like, actually, in a weird way, I think the Tigers are actually going to win this series.
I do too, honestly. But we'll see. Obviously, they've been a significantly better team if you put it on aggregate over the course of the season, pointing out that the Guardians still had a negative run differential.
Elsewhere on What's Trending, Tyreek Hill, a gruesome injury last night in Monday Night Football's win for them over their opponent, the New York Jets. Multiple torn ligaments, including, of course, dislocating his knee.
And his ACL.
One of those brutal, brutal injuries. For someone at his age that relies on speed, I think it's a fair question to wonder, will he return to being the player that he has been in a year and a half from now, because he's going to miss, I would think, most of next season too.
I would think a huge chunk of next season. Maybe he could come back later. They're going to have a contract decision. He's a massive cap hit, but you can save about $25 million by letting him go. There might be an injury settlement. We'll see exactly what happens with Tyreek. Next up on What's Trending, Jackson County voters are going to the polls today to decide whether or not to recall Frank White. I don't know what else is on the ballot. I live in Clay County now. You obviously don't live in Jackson County as well, but the Frank White recall vote is today, Gold, over in Jackson County. Do you think he'll survive it?
No.
Seeing how he was still trying to fight it yesterday seems like a pretty bad sign.
Does anybody think he's not getting recalled?
I mean, between the property tax mess and then the stadium stuff, and probably more importantly, the property tax mess. No, I do not. I do not think he will make it. We'll see, I guess. He might continue to fight it after lawsuits and whatever.
Lastly, on What's Trending, we all know the ongoing investigation over with the LA Clippers and Kawhi Leonard and that shell company, essentially no-show job. Yeah, and that filed bankruptcy and everything. Kawhi yesterday at Media Days This was his answer, denying the allegations, but also never really said anything.
You were named as like the largest creditor in that in the bankruptcy filing, right? Did you actually get the money that was owed to you in the contract, or?
No.
Generally, what I think is one of the most interesting things about this, and correctly pointed out by Pablo Torre, who, if you've not listened to the full episodes, has an absolutely incriminating amount of evidence working against the Clippers and Kawhi in this case, is if this is on paper gold, what they're claiming it is an endorsement deal for a professional athlete to pitch as a sponsor. There are three major issues with it. One, Kawhi Leonard was hurt for the season at the time they signed him to this deal, which makes very little sense. He is not an exciting personality, which also makes no sense. And more importantly, if this was a partnership gold in which he was going to endorse a company and do work and not a no-show contract, which is obviously what Pablo Torre is alleging, why did they never make a formal announcement that he was endorsing them, use him in anything public-facing at all? Typically, gold, if you paid me $30 million to endorse something, I'd probably show up. You'd probably hear about it, gold. There'd probably be an announcement of our partnership together.
That's
why
thing
did you keep it so secret?
That's the thing.
If you were paying him $30 million,
it's weird because like a lot of it, like what it'll be interesting to see what evidence is actually presented, because it feels like a situation where we all kind of know what happened, but is there actually anything where it's enough to give a stiff penalty? It was funny. So media days are happening happening. Somebody made a joke. It's not funny, but it is kind of funny. So they were doing pictures and they had Kawhi face like this and then turned sideways and they're like, they're having Kawhi practice his mugshot right now. The Clippers the media was doing.
Again, he posted like in his most recent podcast. He
I don't think he's going to get caught, quote unquote, enough to get penalized.
I think
the team is going to get nailed more than
he 100%. 100%.
Yeah. Because they had like internal company text messages. And if you read them back and forth, the one guy's like, wait, why are we going for Kawhi? He's not even interesting. They said he's dull. They're like, if we're going to pay $30 million for a guy, why don't we pay Steph?
Plus,
like,
what he wanted,
like, I don't know what's going on.
What he wanted also was, like, the reason he didn't go to the Lakers was he wanted partial ownership of the Lakers. Like, there's a lot that Kawhi's camp was demanding. And
this is pretty clear that he made the league max, but he wanted more money than the league max in order to go be anybody's teammate. And they gave him a no-show contract. It's not that hard to figure out. It definitely happened. The Clippers are definitively guilty.
What are you
of this,
willing
I think,
to do?
And I know it's allegedly, but yeah.
It's a what are you willing to do to make sure that I come and play for your team sort of thing.
Coming up next hour, less than an hour from now, Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, will join us in studio. We'll talk some Chiefs football with him. Of course, what the offense looked like a couple days ago and look ahead a little bit to that Jags game. Don't forget, though, on Tuesdays, our lunch partner here on Cody and Gold, our friends over at Pearl Tavern in Lee Summit. Reel in a deal every Tuesday at Pearl Tavern. $2.50 fish and shrimp tacos. $5 house margaritas made with premium Jose Cuervo silver. Pearl Tavern, part of the Summit Hospitality Group. Before we get to all 32, let's get back into talking about Travis Kelce a little bit. And I think we all acknowledged in terms of just how it looked, and a lot of it is because of Xavier Worthy. I thought that was Travis Kelce's, you know, best game of the 2025 season. I get it. Week one, he had the long touchdown. But it's amazing when a defense has to be concerned with multiple pieces on your offense and the speed of Worthy. Suddenly, Travis Kelce has a little bit more of an opportunity maybe to get involved in the game at this stage in his career where he's not going to be able to just separate as much as he has in the past. But there were opportunities there because you get some better matchups when you're playing a defense that, one, was the Ravens, but also a defense that has to worry about Worthy and Thornton and Brown. And at times, I thought when Breshard Smith was on the field, they were worried about some of that speed.
I think what's going to stand out about it is the second that Rashee Rice comes back, Travis Kelce's yards per game might go down, gold, but everything else is going to go up because everything's going to be easier. Those third downs are going to be easier. All of that stuff. Because you are going to have to commit resources to somebody else. This was the first reminder to me that teams do not respect Tyquan Thornton and teams do not respect Hollywood Brown. They did not even bother to do anything other standard coverage for either of those guys. Even when Tyquan Thornton was getting open deep all the time, he was essentially just doing it against single coverage. They were still bracketing and doubling. And if you look, consistently doing both of those things to Travis Kelce. Second Xavier Worthy got on the field, what'd they do? Like, well, we have to guard him. And he still finished with 122, I think it was, scrimmage yards.
All purpose, yeah.
So like 122 scrimmage yards for Xavier Worthy. And Travis Kelce's, every single one of Travis Kelce's yards to me looked easy. Now look, Patrick Mahomes did make a, I would say, tremendous throw. But Travis was open by multiple yards. If you look at the behind the quarterback angle of that, there was a clear path to get Travis that ball because he was running up that like outside seam area and making it easy for him. That was the first time in a game in a year I felt like Travis wasn't having to work for the yardage gold. He wasn't having to like battle for every single one. Someone was on his hip every 5 seconds that he caught it. And despite the fact he's had a slow start to the season, he's still, at the moment, the 10th best tight end in receiving yardage and tied for third in touchdown total, right? Or fourth in touchdown total. So it's not crazy that he will continue to grow this season. My thing still is what you said. He's never going to be the one anymore. There were a couple times in this offense when he was co-number one or clear number two behind Tyreek Hill a couple of times. As in, like, no question who the number two guy is. He's going to be three. And three is a really comfortable spot for Travis Kelce to be right now at this stage in his career. Worthy gets to be the two. Rice comes back and be the one, or vice versa, depending on how they like it. Because Worthy's made, and this is the conversation I guess we'll have when Rice comes back, Worthy's made a pretty strong case to be the one. I'm not saying that's how they'll handle their offense.
Nah, Rasheed Rice.
Look at the last eight games of last season and now the beginning, his first game this year. I'm saying he's making a case for it.
Yeah, I think Rice is the one, assuming the knee is all good and everything like that. I mean, let's not forget, I think, where Rice was before. Xavier Worthy had to be the one last year, and he's having to be the one right now. He's capable of doing. If your point is like he can be one, sure, I'm not going to argue that.
No, I'm saying
I just think like for this team, when Rasheed Rice comes back, not his first game against the Raiders, but like when the season gets going and it's multiple games back for Rice, he is their best wide receiver on the team.
I'm just saying that Xavier Worthy's entering that conversation.
Okay.
I mean, because if we're just saying a four-game sample size for Rice last year, I can find four games that Xavier Worthy did what Rasheed Rice did last year. I can.
I would just say how many wide receivers the style of Xavier Worthy are number ones in the league?
Zay Flowers.
Yeah, he's probably one. Tyreek Hill was, I mean, for a while, right? You're talking speedy guys. Like, I'm not saying Worthy has...
If A.J. Brown wasn't on the Eagles, Devontae Smith would be the number one wide receiver.
He's not in that case. That's actually a bad example for Worthy.
No, I mean, yeah, but I think the same goes for... You can throw out other teams, too. Like, Jordan Addison, is he a number one for a team? Is he capable of it?
But he's not. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not, though.
But that's because they have guys who are top in their position. Like, I think if Xavier Worthy, I think, is capable of being a number one. Like, just like the people say T. Higgins is a number one. T. Higgins is not a number one wide receiver right now, but T. Higgins is capable of being a number one the same as Devontae Smith is. And Xavier Worthy, based on what we've seen, I think he's capable of being a guy where if he were on the Tennessee Titans, he would be a clear number one and capable of getting you a grand.
But I'm saying I don't disagree with you there. I'm saying he should make a case for being Kansas City, in the sense that, Gold, you're saying...
I'm saying Rasheed Rice is the best wide receiver on the team.
I think
Saying when they're both back, you're saying you think Xavier Worthy could be the first.
I think he might be the best wide receiver on the team, yes.
I don't think that's debatable.
So look, Rasheed Rice's rookie year was... So if we do entirety of their career, Rasheed Rice is put more on paper, I think, in general. And his rookie year was better than Xavier Worthy's rookie year. So, like, he was 900 yards and 600 yards. There was a clear difference. Last year, when Rasheed Rice had four games in a row where he had 24 catches and 260 yards and a couple of touchdowns,
yes,
Worthy had that in two different stretches last year. That number of catches, that many yards, that many touchdowns. And in the one game he's played this year was even better than that. I would still choose, I think, Rasheed Rice is the best wide receiver.
Okay, well,
I'm saying Worthy's making a very strong case for it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's insane at all.
We're not disagreeing then. I said I think Rasheed Rice is the number one wide receiver, and you're saying you think he still is too. So we're on the same page.
I think Worthy
absolutely has the skill set to be one of the better wide receivers in the league. This is not a shot at Xavier Worthy. I'm saying Rasheed Rice, I think fairly clearly a better wide receiver.
See, I'm saying it's closer than that. But
To your point, I think it will be interesting to see when Rasheed comes back and the offense is flowing. I know that Rasheed was featured a lot, obviously, in camp, but if we're looking at as the season progresses and Xavier Worthy's still getting 6, 7, 8 targets a game, I mean,
he should be.
They're just a combination more than anything else, it seems like, which obviously makes things a lot better for Patrick Mahomes.
Look, I think it's maybe, this is where I think it's closer. Like, if you made me break it down right now, I would say the rest of the season, the second Rasheed Rice comes back through the end of the year, I think it's like a 60% chance Rasheed Rice finishes with more yards than Worthy. I think there's still a 40% chance that Xavier Worthy finishes with more yards week 7 through the end of the year.
Yeah, how many games in hand is he going to have? Yeah, I would be surprised by that. But it's a possibility.
That just goes back to like the way that they're handling those guys and the one versus the two. I mean, Worthy has made a strong argument to be a number one wide receiver.
Yes, maybe not for this team because they've got two great guys.
I don't know.
100%, I agree.
But like, he's definitely made.
Absolutely.
Like his last 10 games on a football
field. If you put him on the Cleveland Browns, he is by far the number one. He is better than Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, he's probably the number one on a few teams.
Yeah, I hear you. Citing the Browns and Titans, like they're just bad rosters. But yes.
It counts, I guess.
It does. If we're being technical, you're correct.
I think he'd probably be the number one guy for like 5 to 7 teams. And yes, they are the bad rosters. He's not going to be the number one in Cincinnati, even though they're a bad team. And he's not the number one in
the same way to me, like Zay Flowers is the number. I think Zay Flowers is very, very good. He's the number one because he's also in Baltimore. He would not be the number one at about half the league.
You think so?
Yes.
He's been pretty good for a while. He's
the only weapon there for Lamar to throw the ball to.
Are we looking at numbers for this? Because technically,
no, I'm not. Actually, okay, because, I don't have anything pulled up.
I don't either because I think in terms of just productivity, he's been better than Garrett Wilson has been. Zay Flowers.
Well, that's the point. But you don't actually think Zay Flowers is better than Garrett Wilson, though.
If you had to choose a number one wide receiver for your team, you'd choose Garrett
Wilson. I don't think so, no, but...
I don't know. It'd be close. Honestly, that would be close.
It might be.
I'd probably choose Garrett Wilson, but he might as well flip a coin at that point. Neither of them... And Rice might not be either. That goes back to the whole Chiefs. They are definitely deeper. But nobody on this roster, Worthy and Rice included, have proved themselves to be one of the top 10 guys.
No, top 15 guys in the league.
So
no. Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody's absolutely taken that crown at this point.
All right, let's get to all 32 guys. Looking at the NFL a little bit, I'll start. You mentioned Tyreek Hill, actually, like 2 minutes ago. More on just him. I think, unfortunately, given the fact that he's a player that is so reliant on speed, it's why he's on a Hall of Fame path. We all know how dynamic he has been. He's changed the game with his speed. When you destroy your knee the way he did, unfortunately, last night, I don't think he will be the same player. Then you couple it with age already. You're wondering speed decreasing as he gets older. I hope he has an opportunity in a year and a half or 2 years to show that, no, I still got it. I unfortunately don't think that's the case. I think if it was a different wide receiver, we'd still would say it's a terrible injury and all this. His particular skill set, his size, relying on speed, and having a knee that's completely destroyed, I don't think he will be back to being Tyreek Hill again, unfortunately.
I think it's really difficult because he obviously is, and we talked about this when he was in Kansas City, an excellent route runner. So, he's very, very good at that. But at the same time, speed is obviously what separates him from the weak in a lot of cases. And, yeah, how can you, at 33 years old, he's probably already going to slow down. Wasn't he, Gold? I do think he'll play football again, don't you? I assume he'll be on a roster. I don't think he's just going to retire at the end of this thing.
I think he'll give it a shot, but I think there's a real chance he goes he's on a team in camp or something in a year and a half from now, and then he's in camp. We're like, man, he doesn't have the same burst, and he's just not the same. I mean, he's so reliant on that.
It's going to be a prove it deal. I don't have any argument against that. It's definitely going to be that. I'm going to do my all 32 today on Jake Browning. A player that I remember.
I'm going to step away from the mic.
Just 2 weeks ago on this show, Drew and I got into an argument over the backup quarterbacks and who you would like starting for your particular team. At that time, I had said he would rank 5th out of 6 possible backup quarterbacks. Drew cited some rookie year numbers for him. I pointed out that was 7 games compared to Mac Jones' rookie year. Comparable, a quarterback that nobody likes. He's now started 9 games in his career. He's played in 15. And he's thrown what would be the equivalent of about a half season's worth or 3/5 of a season's worth of pass attempts. He averages 162 yards a game. He averages 1 touchdown a game, essentially, maybe 1.5 if you're being generous. And he averages a pick a game. Actually, 1.5 on that and 2. He stinks. He's like every other backup quarterback. I don't know if Drew's accepted it yet, but Jake Browning, like most backup quarterbacks, he's not isolated in this, stinks.
Hey, and I think Jason Kelsey's right, actually, as a matter of fact.
Jake Browning stinks?
I think I needed more validation, but because of how bad they look with Jake Browning, Jason Kelsey said yesterday at halftime that Joe Burrow is the best player in the world.
Turning this into a Burrow
because
argument?
Because of how awful they looked yesterday. I think you're right, though. I think he does stink. And
Shifted.
I don't know. I don't think
exposure is tough in the NFL.
I don't think he's like bad. I think some of it has to do with everything, including the offensive line. But I don't know how. I don't know what. If he was the Monstars and he just stole Tom Brady's talent for 5 games, because in 2023 he was very good, and I don't know where that individual went, but it's not currently. It's not currently here.
We all can learn this lesson in the NFL, and I know Gold's mentioned a million times, we'll mention it again. Exposure is a tough thing in the NFL. It is easy to look good, and a little microburst when they don't have
seven
tape.
Games is more than a microburst.
There's a reason. No, that's a mic. In the NFL, that's a microburst. In the NFL, the second you start every day and they get tape on your ass, they figure it out pretty quick. And we also see that the Bengals roster had some major holes in it and continues to have major holes. That's probably not helping him that he's getting killed yesterday by the Denver Broncos defensive line.
Yeah, no, that's
who leads the NFL in fairness. Denver Broncos lead the NFL in pressures, sacks, and pressure rate. So, like, I mean, that's a team that'll get to the quarterback. But, yeah, Jake Brown stinks.
You were, I mean, just...
He'd be starting for a team that's any good.
The hype, there was a lot of hype. That's
I mean,
all,
yeah, I can say that I'm wrong about Jake Browning, but it's not... It doesn't...
You hyped him up a lot.
Well, yeah, because
you said he was a dog.
Because based on what we had seen, that's all that we knew.
That's true.
I'm not going to act like he's not something that we haven't seen yet. Just the same as I'm not going to act like... I don't know, somebody who's playing really good as an MVP.
It's in our office. Where's the Hooters outfit? I just wanted to see if we can just you can just start sizing it's, yourself a little bit.
It's in the office. The 2-2. Tough. Tough start now.
I mean, yeah.
0-2, I was feeling pretty bad. Or 2-0, I was feeling pretty bad.
Yeah, I'll have to see. Look, I don't have any shame in wearing it. It's not like it's...
Bengals
like,
have the Lions, Packers, Steelers coming up.
I don't think it's as embarrassing for me as it is as it would be for you guys. We're wearing the outfit.
No, it's embarrassing all the way across the board. I would not be good if I had to wear it. Would not be good if Cody had to wear it either.
I would have been pretty embarrassed.
I don't feel embarrassed for having to wear it. I just have to wear it because it was part of the bet. I mean, it is what it is.
Fair enough.
Which, I mean, it's... When the fat lady sings... In all likelihood, they're not going to be in the playoffs. So whenever that happens, then yeah, I mean, I'll wear it. That's how it goes.
Which player would you like to talk about today? Or team?
So I'm going to talk about Cam Ward.
Oh.
I think more players, and this is something, and I wish that more players in the NFL and more coaches in the NFL were just honest. I wish that they were honest. Cue what I'm about to play from Cam Ward, who after they played going to 0-4, this is what he said.
I mean, if we're keeping a buck right now, we ass.
I'm going to keep it a buck. We're not good. Point blank and period. I like the honesty. You know, where some other quarterbacks might say, well, you know, we got to be a little bit better. We got to work on this stuff. I'm going to work on making sure that I can be a little bit better as a quarterback. I like the honesty. We
right
stink.
Now, we ass.
We stink.
Ass is so funny.
I love the honesty. I wish coaches were this way, too. We're just not good. Point blank and period. Like, you just being honest, I think, provides...
Yeah.
More respect level instead of just, well, we got to be better and just moving on from there. It gets very irritating to hear that on a regular basis, just yes. Across the league.
The people who made the t-shirts that just had the Titans logo and it just said, we ass on top. I'll just tell you right now,
you
if this were the Chiefs in that situation, whatever, I would have immediately purchased that shirt. I would have immediately purchased it.
I think there's a Cincy version coming out here very soon this week as well. That is all 32.
They might be as bad as the Titans. The way the offenses look, the offense is maybe worse than the Titans' offense.
Pretty yikes.
Be honest with you.
Yikes. All right, up next, let's talk more about the baseball postseason. Watching games right now, actually. The Tigers already up 1-0 on the Guardians, top of the second inning. First wild card, first of four games today. We'll address that a little bit, plus the random question of the day right here on Cody.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Gold. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 12 minutes or so. Also, Nate Taylor, 1 o'clock hour from ESPN, going to join us in studio. We'll get right back into the Chiefs. Talk a bit more about this offense. We'll obviously revisit the Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice convo that we were having as well. Talk a bit more about this offensive line performance, which anytime that there's not like a huge focus on people say, hey, why aren't you talking about the O-line? It's usually a good sign. It's a great sign. The text line's not... We're not talking about Juwan Taylor.
It was the best performance.
It's nice. By the way, congrats to Juwan Taylor. I did see the news that I believe he proposed to now his fiance. That one's correct.
So Creed had not.
That one's correct.
Oh, different.
Not to be confused with the Creed Humphrey thing that
I tell you right now, if he ends up proposing anytime in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to feel really bad.
Yeah, we're happy.
You know what? Congrats.
Congrats to Juwan Taylor, though. And congrats on him on having a clean game on Sunday. That was nice to see.
Zero penalties. No nice. Pressures for Kingsley Suamata. He is Simmons. Great. Best game Creed's played all week. And that was announced. I think Andy Reid had said that even in his press conference. It was just the best performance the offensive line had had in a while.
Yeah, if you missed our earlier conversation with Creed Humphrey, that is going to be up on, of course, the Odyssey app and podcasts up on the Fan 965. We appreciate Creed Humphrey joining us earlier. You mentioned to me something in the break. I haven't seen it come across my timeline. You said there's a report from the Baltimore Sun?
Yeah, report over at the Baltimore Sun saying that Lamar Jackson is unlikely to play against the Texans and could miss up to 2 or 3 weeks, according to his reporting.
I mean,
they're obviously already at a 1-3 start, and we're going to lose that game whether Lamar Jackson stayed in it the rest of the time or not. But Brian Wacker over at that's his name. That's a real person. I'm not making it up.
Okay. If the Steelers don't win the division, then they would have. They might just
it's
have
trending
butchered
towards,
the entire season.
It's trending towards a one playoff team AFC North, which would be
They're
crazy.
They're 3-1, 2.5 games up, and Lamar's going to be out for 2 weeks, and the Bengals don't have Joe Burrow. There's no reason the Steelers shouldn't win this division.
I agree. Yeah, it's shaping up where they could be a 10-win football team and win that division. By the way, the Ravens, if it's true he's out for 2 weeks, if it's more, here we go. Texans on Sunday. Then they have the
can win that with
Rams.
A can't win that one.
Then they have a bye, so that helps here. So maybe he truly only misses two games. Then it's the Bears, Dolphins, Vikings. It's not the Rams game's the toughest of the bunch.
They can
there.
Still make the playoffs considering the schedule you just gave me and the fact that he might only miss two games.
A lot of it depends on how many teams in the West you think. Weeks. Is there going to be three playoff teams out of the West again?
I can't decide on the Broncos because defensively they're still one of the better units in the NFL. No one's here to argue that. Man, Bo Nix, he doesn't look very good. So I guess it kind of depends on if he's going to play a lot better. Played better in the second half of that game. So maybe there's a little something there. But still, there's problems with that roster. So, but it's like between them or the Patriots, it's like I know that one of those, it's either the Patriots or the Broncos. Those feel like the 7 seed to the playoffs, don't they? Somewhere. And maybe
the
Ravens
might be the ones to take that.
They look better offensively, but there's still problems with all those teams. Or two teams out of the South going to make it? We think both the Colts and the Jags will be playoff teams.
I do. I still think maybe the Jags end up winning that division. Hopefully it doesn't mean they win on Monday, but I think the Jags win that division. I think both teams are going to make it.
Cool. What do you think about the theory from the 816? Maybe Juwan Taylor's problem the first month is that he was nervous about proposing.
Hey, well, if that's
the
case, good.
Sorry. Did he buy the ring? Did he buy the ring 18 months ago?
It's
just been thinking about it this whole time, or?
It's been a 3-year long nervous ride, yeah. And now everything is good.
Seriously, though, congrats to him. Yeah. Obviously very
absolutely
happy.
Don't forget, on Tuesdays, our lunch partner, friends over at Pearl Tavern there in Lee's Summit. You could reel in a deal every Tuesday. $2.50 fish and shrimp tacos. $5 house margaritas made with premium Jose Cuervo silver. Pearl Tavern, part of the Summit Hospitality Group. We've got baseball on the televisions in the studio. It's kind of nice to
baseball.
Have that. Obviously, I wish we were talking and watching Royals baseball. But Detroit, Cleveland, the first of four today. Obviously, it's a best of three series. But Detroit up early, 1-0, although they have two men on with nobody out on the top of the third. They are threatening to increase their lead. What series excites you the most? I'm intrigued by this one because of what happened down the stretch and all that.
Of course.
But look, Boston and New York, I know
Padres Cubs is probably like the most interesting of the opening round ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boston, New York, just because I actually think the winner of, like, look, I don't think the winner of Tigers and the Guardians is going to the World Series. I just don't.
I don't either.
I think the winner of the Red Sox Yankees could win the World Series.
I agree with that sentiment. I think the AL is significantly more open in the sense that I don't think the Blue Jays are an unstoppable juggernaut. I do expect the Mariners to be in the ALCS, if you're making me predict.
Yeah.
But the Padres-Cubs one, the NL has that same plausibility of Padres and Cubs can both beat the Brewers in a series. And then they're
Brewers
only one series away.
Postseason track record.
They don't. They have quite a bad postseason track record. I felt like the Cubs, who stumbled there in the middle, had been one of the more fascinating teams and deep teams in baseball. So I like them for a big chunk that way. If you made me guess right now, I would say that it's Mariners, Yankees in the ALCS and Dodgers, Cubs in the NLCS would be my official prediction for what I think takes place. The Dodgers, it's like, I'd love to see, I think so would you, the Reds beat the Dodgers. But, like, am I ever going to predict that, man? Shohei is pitching and hitting. He's a freak of nature again. They know how to play in the playoffs. I just have such a hard time parsing that out. That would be my official prediction the rest of the way.
So
if I'm rooting for a team, by the way, it's the Mariners. Go Mariners.
Yeah, yeah.
Never won a World Series in their history. Go Mariners. I hope they win the whole damn thing, and it becomes the season of the big dumper. And Cal Raleigh gets World Series MVP, easy team to root for.
Yeah, the Mariners are, we were talking before the show, I also have Yankees and Mariners in the ALCS, which means it's not going to happen now that you and I both are in agreement on that happening in the ALCS. Let's not forget about the Phillies on the NL side. I think they're still going to be
very good.
I think the Phillies, in terms of coming up with clutch hits, they've been consistent at doing that throughout the season. I think the hitting, obviously, that they have as well. To me, we're headed towards a Phillies Dodgers NLCS. We're gonna have that on the National League side. If you're wondering what the odds say for World Series champion, the Phillies actually are the favorites right now, +450. Mariners 5-1. Dodgers 5.5-1. Blue Jays 6.5-1. Yankees are 7-1. The World Series. If you're trying to make a bet for AL winner, Mariners 2-1, Blue Jays +270, Yankees 3-1, and then if you're going to take a flyer, you think the Red Sox can beat the Yankees or the Tigers could go on a run or the Guardians. Tigers 8-1, Red Sox 8.5-1, and the Guardians 13-1 as they are already trailing in the third inning of this game.
Are you still, they did get a double play though.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still fascinated in the if Aaron Judge bombs in the playoffs part of the equation?
It's a huge storyline.
It can't not be fascinating anytime there is an all-time great player, and that great player shrinks in the game's biggest moments. His team has never even actually competed for a World Series. They haven't, like, they're going to do an ALCS. I guess they got to the World Series.
Yeah, last
back. Sorry. They
were, just there.
But, like, he's been so bad, but they had to be carried part of the way. His consistency of being a top three player in baseball, but not being a good playoff performer is interesting. It just is, because it defies logic. Shohei doesn't just not show up in the postseason. He consistently does, like most great players do. I will say, I hate the World Series logo this year. It's so small. Every time I see it, I'm like, why is it all cartoony and weird?
Have I seen it?
I don't know. They all
I think
look
it looks
about
pretty
the same.
Good if it's the one at that some I'm point, looking at.
At some point 15 or
see.
I don't like it. Some point 15 World or 20 series. Years ago, both Major League Baseball and the NFL went to homogenous. They all look the same. We just changed the Roman numerals part. And it's kind of
The retro Super Bowl logos were the best. I'll give you that for sure. The retro Super Bowl. I'm looking at the World Series one for this year.
Eh.
It's fine. Yeah. I It's fine.
You don't hate it.
It's
you
fine.
Just nothing it.
It's fine.
Fine. Nothing it. This does. I mean, like going back to the Royals and all the stuff earlier, it's like this does feel like it should have been a playoff team for the Royals this year. And so, yeah, it is frustrating to watch the playoffs and not see the Royals in it, especially for the stat we gave yesterday. They scored more runs and gave up less runs than the Guardians, a team actively playing baseball right now. So, like, it was about records in one-run games where the Royals had a winning record, but not as good as the Tigers and not as good as the Guardians and not as good as Seattle. In retrospect, even though the Royals had a good bullpen, the hitting late really cost them. They had about a 500 record in one-run games. Most of the teams in the playoffs, not all, most of them, and I looked it up, were about 10 games or better in one-run games. So that's it? Is the key to unlock a playoff berth is just win close games? Because in 162 of them, there are a lot.
I mean, the other key is don't have a month of June where you scored, what was it, like...
Yeah, and they finished 10 games below 500.
I can't remember, what was it like as low as 10 runs or something? It was something crazy.
Someone says, is it worse than the old 610 logo? No, that's still one of the worst logos in the history of mankind.
That's true. That is
I stand by that statement. It was, and I was saying that before we had switched logos. I was actively saying that while we were still 610 Sports Radio. I'm just telling you, that logo was 8 different colors and 14 different fonts and 3 different styles. It was hideous.
Yeah, and that's gone now.
But so we're the fan now. I'm pointing at a sign nobody can see on the stream, but there's a giant banner in the building.
Yeah. Coming up in 18 minutes, we'll talk Chiefs football with Nate Taylor. We are keeping an eye on this baseball game as the Tigers have a runner on third with 2 outs.
Who's your World Series winner projection?
I'm going to go with the Phillies.
I'm going to take the Mariners out of heart. I want them to win it, and they're certainly capable of winning it. So I'm just going to take them in a series. I like the idea of Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge in an ALCS.
Oh, it'd be fun.
The two top AL MVP favorites dueling it out. It's an interesting
I would
series,
like to see the Brewers get there. I know that's not the sexy team. Great regular seasons, but in the postseason, they struggle. I think a lot of people locally will be rooting for the Padres with Freddie Fermin a little bit, and that's cool as well. But let's get to the random question of the day.
Random question.
Random question of the day brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Text line 913-586-7965. Of course, remind you, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, we live stream the show every single day right there over on the video streams. But let's talk about a new show that's coming out and whether or not we're interested in doing it. I understand that Ted Lasso was a massive television success. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're going to come out with a fourth season now based on that success. And there's a reason why it would have been crazy to think that it was going to work at the time it did. Is anybody going to watch? That's my question today. Is anybody going to watch this Chad Power series on Hulu?
No.
I think Glenn Powell is an excellent actor.
Mm-hmm.
And that part is making me wonder if I'm wrong for thinking I don't want to watch this Chad Power series, which, like Ted Lasso, is based off of one essentially commercial-based internet thing.
Yeah, with Manning.
And now we're trying to, with Eli Manning, that we're trying to turn into a series. I don't know how they convinced Glenn Powell to take this job. And I'm not sure why Hulu is pushing it so hard on me. I'm just curious if
they're hoping it's
planning
their Ted
Lasso. Because
they're hoping it's their Ted Lasso.
So you're saying you're a no. Everyone said it was great, you'd probably watch it.
Of course. Because the initial concept and the pilot for Ted Lasso, I'm sure if you told people that idea like you just did with this, people probably would have said that show's going to stink, and it's turned out to be one of the most popular shows and feel-good shows that have been out there over the last couple of years, Ted Lasso.
Is it going to have heart, Chad Powers?
I don't know. Let's put it this way. Someone's going to have to watch the debut episode for me and be like, no, it's actually pretty good. That's how it'll have to go down for me, probably.
Someone over on the YouTube chat, Trey, says Glenn Powell's an awful actor. You're crazy. I like Glenn Powell.
He's fun.
Do you like him in Top Gun Maverick?
Yes.
I liked him in that Netflix original show when he was playing like a former, like as an undercover, like a regular guy who becomes like an undercover cop. I thought that was, I can't remember the name of the movie now. I'm never going to remember that, but I thought he was fine in the Twisters reboot.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, that was fun. I mean,
original's the better, I'm assuming.
Well, I'm nostalgic to the original, you know, that's a tough spot. You're obviously, you and I remember the original Twister being this, and of course the graphics aged horribly. Hitman, that was the, and that was the
oh, one. I have seen that then.
So that was the Netflix related one. So like, you know, I don't know. I think Glenn Powell's pretty good. But that show looks awful. And I think that we should establish it. But I don't remember. I kind of felt like I felt that way about Ted Lasso. I'm like, are you serious? You turned this into an entire television series? And I didn't catch it right away. I waited for it to show up. And then eventually people were like, yes, it's very good. Some other people are saying he was good in Running Man as well, Glenn Powell. Okay. Is he only in remakes?
I mean,
no. Twisters? Maybe there are only remakes made in Hollywood for that point.
There's a lot of those these days.
So maybe that's part of it.
Let's see, Glenn Powell. I was trying to see what other recent movie would come up.
He is in, let's see, Anyone But You. Didn't see it. Twisters. I'm in his IMDb page now. Hitman. Top Gun Maverick.
Dark Knight Rises, obviously. But he was, that was not a big role. I don't think so.
No. I don't know.
He's fun.
He's fine? Drew, you going to watch it?
He's a fine actor.
Verdict?
No, we already know what the story is. Like, we already, from the whole Eli Manning stuff, like, we already know what it is. I don't need to watch it.
Yeah, but I mean, people, I will say it's a pretty classic television and movie trope to have person dress up.
I'd rather Eli Manning have done it, to
be honest
with you.
Not like themselves, or dress up like, you know, like in Ladybugs. And he, you know, dress up like a female soccer player. It's a pretty classic trope. It obviously works. I'm in disguise. Somebody finds out my secret. They help me keep my secret. I just think, like, why did you take a TV, like a commercial thing with Eli Manning and try to turn it into a—
Because they think they can make some money off of it, and people will be intrigued by it. I have a different random question I want to spend.
Oh, sure.
I didn't do it yesterday. I got a few DMs about it, and I said, let me wait another day. Let me check it out, and you'll know why I waited another day in a second. I was like, I got to wait another day to make sure it just wasn't lighting and stuff like that. Multiple people on the text line watching the video stream as well over the last, on the Twitter DMs, the last couple days, people are asking me to ask you, and I'm looking and I'm staring at your hair as well.
Is it weird?
Did you dye your hair?
No. Hair's the
people
same.
People think your hair is dark.
Dusty asked the exact same thing over here this morning, and I was like, I don't know.
People think your hair is way darker. I noticed it yesterday. I got a DM
Maybe
yesterday as well.
Wait, but you're saying you notice it in real life?
Yeah. Well, yes, right, yes, you're yes, and so I'm just, you know, we're right across
Dusty
from each other.
Dusty walked into the side studio before we started today and asked if you dyed your hair.
Is it just, I changed shampoos just, recently.
Maybe it's
doing
something
for you. Maybe in the last, like, 2 weeks?
It look, either that or it's just not, it's not as short, something. I agree
it's
with
people.
It's
definitely a little longer.
It looks darker.
So maybe.
Does your hair just get way darker as it's longer?
I don't know. Not that I've ever noticed.
The sides look very dark.
I mean, you take the headphones off, I guess. I don't know. It looks like my hair.
I think it looks
a
little
darker. I've never
dyed it. Okay. People are,
I feel like this is the normal.
Someone says touch of gray.
Touch of gray.
No, like it's all the way around.
If I go gray, I'm just going to go gray. I've already long established that.
I got one DM yesterday, like around.
Multiple people asked if I was dyeing my hair?
I got a DM at 10:30 yesterday after the first segment. I'm like, and then so if you notice, you probably didn't notice, but I was like, so then I was like trying to look throughout the show yesterday. I'm like, I go, maybe it's just one day. Like, no. Then I came in today, and of course, now it's all I can.
Now it's all you can think about.
Now
is
I'm
that
like,
my hair's dark.
Now
Drew's
I'm like,
darker
it's
you?
Very dark.
No,
maybe
not,
it's
not,
a length
not
thing.
I
do for
haircuts. Anything. I don't
See,
know
when you get your hair cut, I'll
not.
Be curious if then it's like, okay, no, I wonder if it's just it's very long. But yeah, there was a few people that agreed.
Yeah, I didn't notice anything.
Someone says just for men is still dyeing your hair, Cody.
Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm an open book on
Some magic shampoo, then.
I'm an open book on this show.
What shampoo do you use? What's the new one?
Okay,
you said you changed it.
So here's the thing. I don't have like a really strong preference of shampoo other than when I get used to using one, I like to use it forever. I'm bad. I would probably just buy the same shampoo and use it forever. My wife, whose shampoo I share with, we don't get like two different versions.
Yeah.
She changes it a lot constantly in search of like the better shampoo. And so she recently, in like, I don't know, the last week and a half, 2 weeks, we ran out of the other one. This one started up. And I've been using it, but it's a regular shampoo.
It doesn't say like, you know, a color or something or whatever.
I don't
like,
think so. I think it's just.
Is it a shampoo and conditioner? Like is it
no.
a mix?
What,
is it
a mix? I'm 41 years
I'm
old.
Just
I
asking.
Use separate shampoo. I don't use an all-in-one shampoo, conditioner, body wash. No, separate shampoo and conditioner.
Okay.
It seems like
someone else says it does look darker. I'm not saying you would know if you dyed your hair. I'm just saying.
I would know if I dyed my hair.
I said something because at first I was like, I'm not going to ask. And then when I got more, I was
maybe
like, okay.
Maybe it's just got some extra sheen. Maybe this has been just a
it's
good.
It's just better shampoo.
Maybe it's just a better shampoo. Maybe it's been a kind.
Is it hair? Maybe it's just your hair's thicker.
No, it's the same kind. I don't know. It's like regular shampoo.
Say,
it's not like a thickening
shampoo. If the
shampoo
is making your hair
Someone says maybe
thicker,
Cody's wife is slipping in hair coloring. Yeah, can you imagine?
Why would my wife?
I wasn't gray.
That
it was
would be
like,
crazy.
She would just be changing it from a lighter color brown to a darker color brown.
Yeah.
I don't have like a ton of gray hairs at the moment.
What did Dusty, you said Dusty said something?
Dusty walked over here and was like,
what's going on?
Cody,
I had no idea.
Is Cody dyeing his hair?
I asked. People were asking, so I asked.
Darker. This many people saying it cannot be a coincidence.
Like, I do, like, for whatever the reason is, it looks darker.
Interesting. I had no idea.
I'm not saying it looks bad. It just looks darker.
I mean, starting to worry I'm looking like when, who was it? Jason Kelsey dyed his for like a TV commercial or something.
Did you see what outfit he was wearing yesterday too?
Oh, on set for the Monday night? Yeah. He's obviously a character. Some said we changed the lights in the studio. No, we have not changed the lights in the studio.
All he needed was some glasses and a pipe, and he was attempting to be Sherlock Holmes, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't.
Ask your wife when you go home. I'm curious what she. I wish we should have had a plan where we would have called her up real quick.
And ask her if she thinks my. I'll just text her. Let's just see if she thinks my hair looks darker. She'll answer.
It would be funny if she was like, "Well, I have been.
Well, I did buy some shampoo for myself, and sorry, Cody, you're using it as well, so you're in this one with me as well. You know."
I think I was with her.
Someone says it's a toupee. It's not a toupee.
It's my regular hair.
I have a toupee. It's the same style of hair and everything. It's not a toupee.
Also, just get like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's cheaper to probably get a toupee, but it's like, if you're that desperate, just feels like you're saving the money for transplants. I will ask her if she thinks my hair looks darker.
That's a random question of the day. I felt it was a good time to ask.
That is a good time to ask. And the fact that you didn't know that Dusty was also asking if I was dying my hair.
There you go. I asked people that were asking. I asked.
I'm more than one DM you got?
Yeah, two. One yesterday, and then one this morning. I said, are you going to ask? And I said, all right, fine.
I will, when I get home, investigate the shampoo bottle further.
Please take a photo of the shampoo bottle
so we know what kind it is. So we can find out exactly what it is.
All right, up next, we're going to be joined by Nate Taylor. We'll talk some Chiefs football with our Chiefs insider from ESPN. I want to ask him about the wide receiver room now, obviously the offensive line, and looking ahead a little bit to the rest of the NFL and how it impacts the Chiefs next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.